for the police department and a better presence in the area.
So once again, this is going to be at Tri-County Tech. And have we had an issue or maybe just a vulnerability with a police presence before this took place? Is this the reason why this is put in?
Well, I think it's more for convenience and to make sure that if, in fact, something is happening on that side of town where there needs to be a response, there will actually be officers in the area.
Very, very good. So they have a nice little substation. They can take care of some paperwork and also be seen and heard.
Right. They're going to have, it'll be open to the public, similar to what we have downtown. I think it's 8 to 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be open to the officers for any time, 24 hours a day, so they can do their paperwork and stay in that side of town. They'll also be parking some of the police vehicles there. They'll have quite a police presence at times.
Very, very good. I like it when partnerships work out. It's really nice. Everybody benefits from them.
Absolutely. The agreement that was reached with Tri-County is a good agreement, I think, for all parties.
Uh-huh.
The city will be providing some security there at the school, and will also be provided with a place where, that, as we said, we'll have more of a presence on the east side.
Very nice. What else is going on at City Hall?
Well, we've been busy. one thing we've done is that we had a meeting of our Bartlesville Education Authority last night.
Yes.
It's set up as a public trust authority, which benefits the city of Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is that we made an approval of borrowing $8.7 million so that the school district can go forward with the different projects that were on the most recent bond issue, mm-hmm. Such as building a new building for the new ag department there at the high school.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That is one thing that the bond issue was something that was a bit of a journey for a lot of the folks, especially with Bartlesville Public Schools. And now another partnership arises so that we can facilitate this and get the ball rolling that much quicker.
That's right. And then it'll be paid off in about a 4.5-year period, I think. There'll be interest payments and then be a large payment once their bonding capacity. I know that's kind of in the weeds, but the bonding capacity reaches a certain level, and then there'll be large principal payments.
There you go. And that's how that works. And it's really nice that we have a lot of smart people who know how to gauge this and how to make this work more efficiently for folks. Because if you had to wait around traditionally, instead of working harder instead of smarter, we'd be waiting for that money for a long time.
Well, and it also probably saves money in the long run.
Interest rates
are in a really good position right now. Of course, there's continuing inflation, and then the actual facility that will help children learn about agriculture and some of the other projects they had. We don't have to wait. We'll actually, those will go online much quicker.
All right. That's reassuring. What else do we have from City Hall?
Well, we're moving forward with our Tower Center at Unity Square. most recently, there's been some additional donations, some very, very generous donations. ConocoPhillips has donated $100,000,
mm-hmm.
and Parsons Foundation has donated $60,000. It goes along with some of the other donations that we've already received, which ups the budget that we have. Don't know if you were here at the time, but when we did the bids, they came in a little higher, surprise, than we thought. And so we had to make sure that we were going to fit within the budget. So we did some what they call value engineering,
mm-hmm.
which actually took some of the things out. In my estimation, actually made the project a little bit better. And then there were some things we wanted to put back in. Now that we have these, we're able to do that. So last night, one of the things we did, and this is the kind of things that city councilmen do,
uh-huh.
is we had had to do the change orders, which allows some of these projects to be adjusted, and then some of the additional items within the project to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody wants to see how it's coming along, they can go downtown and see all the dirt being moved, and they're flagging it now. So we'll have most likely some electrical and water coming in. Hey, yeah. Kevin.
Hi, Alan.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Okay. There you go. Yes, sir. Sure. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment right here on K1.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
And we're back. We're back with Community Connection, and Alan Jensen is the Vice Mayor of Bartlesville. We were talking about the Tower Center project. We got to the part where we had the rebids, and we also had some nice financial gifts coming in, and we had a change order, and the change was for the good.
That's right. And in fact, it's interesting that even though we've gotten some additional money, we have what's called the Design Committee, and we got together, and actually some of these change orders are for less, so we're actually saving some money again. Mm-hmm. But as I was saying, if folks want to see the progress, they can go down, and there's a lot of stuff happening there. We're moving along with the project.
Oh, very, very good. Now, this is going to be really exciting. I understand that the completion date is still set for December. A lot of people have seen some things, kind of, like, see a lot of dirt on the ground and things moving around there. But we're also starting to see some things start to really be a little bit more visible, where we can really see the progress. And I really think that's making everybody a little bit more excited.
It's an exciting project. We've had a lot of support in the community, and mm-hmm. it seems that we continue to have that. And as with everything, once the elevation of the project starts occurring, then it'll get more and more exciting. So hopefully by December, things will be pretty much substantially completed, and we'll probably have a grand opening in the spring.
Well, that'll be really nice, and something to really celebrate. You know, when you have something new in your town, and we've got so many wonderful things already, historic things here in Bartlesville for people to, you know, partake and enjoy. But this is just another reason to stick around a little bit longer. And maybe if you get hungry, buy a meal. And maybe if you get tired, take a hotel room. It all works out.
Right. And, you know, we have a lot of things here that other towns don't. Like yes. this weekend we had the cricket tournament.
I was out there for that. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And actually saw the mayor out there, too.
He was. And the other councilman and I
went
there two or three times.
Oh, great.
To watch. And uh-huh. It's quite a thing. Actually, it's the only lighted cricket pitch, is what they call it, in this area. And the only regulation cricket pitch between Kansas City and I think I said Frisco, Texas.
Yeah.
So, and Lieutenant Governor was there, which we appreciate him coming. And he's a big supporter of tourism. Uh-huh. And I think that will be a good thing for the city as we move forward for tourism and people find out how great Bartlesville is and want to live here.
And for a game that maybe folks had only seen still pictures and maybe not have really seen a videotape of that thing being played, the parking lot was full. Every day of that tournament, the parking lot was packed.
Right. Yeah, so. And something else we took, kind of in that same vein that we took action on last night, there's a local dentist here in town, John Lindblom, uh-huh. with Safari Smiles, had come in and proposed putting in an 18-hole disc golf course, which uh-huh. is a championship course, unlike anything we already have now. And it's going to go there at Lee Lake. They're taking some property, or they'll be using some property that can't be used for anything else. And at his own expense, he's going to put this in. And I think he said there was a city in Kansas that now are holding tournaments for that, for disc golf, that raises about $1 million every year in additional economic development. So at that one location, we'll probably, and we did approve it, and John is paying for it, which is amazing.
That's something else.
And so at that one park, we'll have the dog park. We'll have a place that you can go fish. And at the lake, we'll have cricket. We'll have soccer. That's where the new skate park will go in, which mm-hmm. was part of the last bond election. And then with the generosity of Dr. Lindblom, we'll have this new 18-hole championship disc golf course. And I hope that I can play that better than I play regular golf.
My regular golf game needs a lot of help. I mean, as in, like, get a designated golfer. But this sounds like a lot of fun. You get a lot of exercise with that, too, because you don't have to have a cart. you really have to walk the course.
Yeah, I think you said there's 8,000 steps in a typical game of this.
So set your Fitbit.
Yeah.
Well, Alan, that sounds great, especially when somebody wants something bad enough that they're going to put their own money down, and then the whole community can share and benefit from it, too. And so maybe we can get some disc golf tournaments going on here, or some mini matches, I guess, and put some heads in some beds.
Absolutely.
That stuck with me. The lieutenant governor said that at the cricket match. Wow, this is good. This is going to put some heads in some beds. And what he means is, of course, to fill up the hotels and get people to hang around a little bit. Maybe even make this their home.
And that would be great. This is a great place to live.
It is.
I know this weekend my wife and I had gone up to Broken Arrow, and they had their new Rose District.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice place. But it's not as dramatic as what we have here in central Bartlesville. Downtown Bartlesville is a gem.
It is.
And the folks that are here, the kind of generosity, the different opportunities people have, it's a great place to live. And I think people are starting to see that.
Well, honestly, before I came here, our family did a little research. And we saw some of the photography of downtown. We said, wait a minute here. This is only 35,000 people. They got skyscrapers. They got that Frank Lloyd Wright thing going on. They got that Wooler Rock business. And, well, why doesn't everybody know about it? No sooner we got here, Southern Living Magazine puts us on the map saying this is about the best place you're going to find for your dollar to move. And they were right.
Yeah, you betcha.
So, we're going to have an influx, it looks like.
I hope so.
What else we got cooking downtown?
Well, one other thing that I'd like to talk... Well, for one thing, if you had your trash day on Monday...
Today, because of the holiday.
Today was the day to put your trash cans out, so if you need to run out there and put them out if you haven't already put them out. The other thing I'd like to talk about is that we've started the project for Hillcrest. Hillcrest is the road that goes... by the high school or behind the high school.
Yeah.
Very narrow road with a lot of traffic on it and the large ditches on each side. So we started that project, letting some bids last night on that for the consulting end of it. And so that project will be started hopefully by next year, and then we'll be seeing some improvement, quite a bit of improvement as far as widening of the road and then reconfiguration of the road. Currently, we're also talking about that the road that is existing now will become part of Pathfinder, and so and I would think that we'll eventually go up Shawnee and attach it to the Pathfinder entrance there. So it's again some more things for you to do here that it'll be an improvement for the streets and the road area, but it'll also be an improvement as far as increasing our Pathfinder footprint.
Good. A lot of people like to use that.
Right. And then we've got projects in place that we'll be starting on for improvement of Pathfinder. Some of the washout areas, areas that we've had some difficulty with, we'll be seeing some improvement and expansion of Pathfinder from the next bond election.
Very good. Now, a lot of people have asked questions. I follow the city beat and everything else. Can you find just a little cutaway there, some way that we can just kind of... Now, the answer is probably safely, you mean? I think we have to wait till everything gets settled down and settled in and let our engineers take care of that properly for everyone's safety and concern.
Right, and they're working on it actually right
they
now.
They are.
Yeah. So we'll see some improvement in that. There's a lot of things going on with the city. It's a very busy time.
Yes.
We're the other thing that for the folks on the east side of town, Center Park, approved the design for the pavilion there, and there'll be a new pavilion at Sooner Park. So we'll have two nice pavilions, one downtown and then the one at Sooner Park.
That's very much needed. That's a wonderful facility there, and it does get a bit of a workout. There are a lot of people that, when it's a little cooler, take the walking path, and, of course, all the other things that you have there with the pool, the mini golf, and everything else going on out there. It gets a great deal of use, And, you know, that will only make it more enjoyable for folks who want a picnic out there.
That's right. It'll make it nicer for the kids if it's a little bit too hot or if it's raining, then you have a place to have a little shelter.
Now, it never gets hot, and it doesn't rain all that much, really. No, I'm kidding.
Except for this year.
Except for this year. Is this what they call a scratch? You know, this is the anomaly that, you know, it's really not this green in September.
That's way above my pay grade, but ever since I've been here, this is probably the greenest that I've seen in August.
Oh, man. Well, it has been pretty busy, and it seems like a lot of ground gets covered. And is there anything that we've overlooked, anything we've missed?
Well, we had our audit.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Everything
was found?
Uneventful. So
we love audits. We love audits when they're uneventful. When they become eventful, that becomes big news in a hurry.
That's a problem. We had interim financials, which, again, is probably boring, but city looks like it's in pretty good shape. We have a good size, for lack of a better word, rainy day funds, and things like that are good. I think the auditors last night were talking that we have about a 5-month cushion. So if not sure how the money could completely dry up in ever, but we have essentially a 5-month cushion, which is better than most cities do.
Most cities in America, period. Yeah, that's really thinking very, very well, very responsibly, and I think a lot of people really appreciate that. Well, Alan, it's my pleasure to meet you today, and I hope to see you again pretty darn soon, and thanks for being on Community Connection with us here on KOIN.
We're glad you're here, and appreciate you becoming part of the community.
All righty. We're having a ball, that's for sure. We got a little one over there at Madison who's never quite seen a school like that before. They got all kinds of things. She's taking broadcasting classes, classes on how to do that CSI stuff on TV. And she's only in 7th grade. Only in Bartlesville you're going to find that, right?
You betcha.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day Sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top-brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
So many people don't keep their word anymore that we've come to expect it. Many think of God in the same way. Many